News Talk, 94.9, WSJM-FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock. It's 26. News Talk 94.9, WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Cloudy, some light snow this morning, then again tonight, a high today 33. We do have a winter weather advisory from 8 o'clock tonight till 7 o'clock tomorrow morning because of a wintry mix of snow, ice, and rain that moves into the area tonight, down to 32, and then cloudy with rain in the afternoon tomorrow, a high 39. With Sandy Lieberg in for Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story now at 6.
Despite her concerns about the GOP passed requirement tying work rules to healthy Michigan benefits, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is still approving the new policy. That's because she has little choice.
Michigan League for Public Policy says Governor Whitmer's hand is being forced on Medicaid work requirements. Whitmer is being forced to either accept the work rules or risk eliminating the Healthy Michigan plan altogether. And that would put health care for 680,000 people in the state in jeopardy. Emily Schwarzkopf is senior policy analyst with the Michigan League for Public Policy.
The legislation was written very tightly that gives very little leniency on what the new administration can do without legislative action. And obviously, this policy passed through a Republican-led legislature, which we still have.
Manet, a national consulting firm, says in a new report that these work rules could lead to between 61,000 and 183,000 people losing their Healthy Michigan Medicaid expansion coverage within a year. Doug Cunningham, WSJM News.
And area law enforcement officials are trying to clear up some confusion regarding the legalization of recreational marijuana within the state. A forum was held at Benton Harbor City Hall where Berrien County Sheriff Paul Bailey laid out the rules for possession.
If you're 21 years or older, you can possess 2.5 ounces on you at any time. You can also have 10 ounces in your house. It has to be locked up, okay? So, and you can grow 12 plants at your house.
Berrien County Prosecutor Mike Sepik noted that the sale of marijuana is still banned. He adds, though it's perfectly legal to give weed to another adult. Police said they have been writing tickets for people having more than the allowed amount on them since the drug became legal a few months ago. The forum was hosted by Sharp Foundation.
New legislation from State Representative Beth Griffin is aimed at reducing prison costs by changing the way the state treats prisoners who are sick or frail. The Mattawan Republican tells us her plan would allow certain extremely frail and sick prisoners to be relocated to specialized medical facilities. She says chronically ill and aging prisoners often have health care costs that are several times higher than the average inmate. In Michigan, where nearly 1 in 4 inmates is 50 or older, that's a concern for the corrections system, where healthcare already takes up 15% of the budget. Griffin notes the intent of the legislation is not to allow for the release of affected inmates, but to qualify them for Medicaid. An initial projection from the Department of Corrections estimates roughly 40 to 60 prisoners could potentially be eligible for the program. The legislation has been referred to the House Judiciary Committee.
South Haven Area Emergency Services investigating a suspected propane explosion that leveled a Casco Township home, sent a woman to the hospital. The blast happened shortly after noon yesterday in the 6,000 block of 104th Avenue near 60th Street in Allegan County Township. The woman was rushed by ambulance to the Bronson Burn and Wound Center in Kalamazoo. Her condition has not yet been released.
A car pedestrian accident in Niles claimed the life of a 70-year-old man. Michigan State Police say Earl Doss of Niles was killed when he was hit by a car driven by a 35-year-old from Niles near the Cass-Berrien County line at the intersection of U.S. 12 and Room Road just before 7 Saturday night. Troopers say Doss was apparently crossing the street in front of the Marathon gas station when he was hit. The driver stayed at the scene and was cooperative with police. There's no word yet on possible charges, and the crash is still being investigated.
There's some announcements for the South Haven Speaker Series.
The Speaker Series of South Haven has a new venue this year, South Haven High School. All presentations will be held in the Integrated Learning Center, with the exception of the September 19th appearance of former Governor Jennifer Granholm, which will be in the Listiak Auditorium. This season's Speaker Series starts on April 11th with Ryan Kilpatrick speaking about affordable housing in Lakeshore communities. May 9th will feature Peter Annan, author of Great Lakes Water Wars. September 19th, former Governor Jennifer Jennifer Granholm will speak about Michigan and her career. And on October 17th at David Myers, we'll offer strategies for seeing through fake news. Learn more by visiting the South Haven Speakers website, southhavenspeakerseries.org. I'm Spencer Rivers reporting.
WSJM News Time, 6:05. It's 26. Friday on Wall Street, the Dow is down 63. NASDAQ up 9. S&P 500 up 1. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, it was a busy January for the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol in Port Huron.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes, whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation. May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us, because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time, 6:06. It's 26 degrees. A month of busts at the Blue Water Bridge results in $15,000 worth of drug seizures.
During a series of special operations in the month of January, the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol in Port Huron identified 8 separate shipments from Canadian mail trucks that's contents did not match the package description. Those packages were found to have a white rock-like substance inside that was later identified in a Marysville lab as fentanyl. Over 600 grams of the drug was seized in total. A 2017 study by the Centers for Disease Control says drug overdoses in Michigan were up almost 14% from 2016. The CDC says over two-thirds of those overdoses were opioid-related. Zach Clark, the Michigan News Network.
3 days of events honoring Michigan Congressman John Dingell begin today. The 92-year-old died last Thursday from cancer. Visitation today from 11 to 8 at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center in Dearborn. An 11 a.m. funeral mass tomorrow at the Church of the Divine Child. The events are open to the public. After the funeral, Dingell's body will be flown to Washington, D.C., where the casket will be driven past the United States Capitol. Another funeral mass will be held Thursday at Holy Trinity Catholic Church. The longtime congressman will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery.
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota is running for president.
In snowy conditions and low temperatures, Senator Amy Klobuchar announced her bid for the White House.
On this snowy day on this island, we say enough is enough.
But tainting her big day, a recent report by the Huffington Post claiming that the senator mistreats her staff. The article cites anonymous sources who describe the senator as demeaning and prone to bursts of cruelty. Following her campaign announcement, the senator responded to these reports, defending her morals, but saying she could be a little tough. In Minneapolis, Rachel Scott, ABC News.
The rugged mountains of Juarez, Mexico will be the backdrop of as opinions clash on the need for a wall separating two neighboring countries.
Hours after the White House announced that President Trump would hold his first campaign-style rally of the year here in El Paso, high-profile Democrats, including former Representative Beto O'Rourke, announced the March for Truth just a few miles from the president's event. President Trump has hinted again that he may go around Congress with a declaration of an emergency as a way to fund a barrier. Opponents of a wall will hold their own rally to decry that plan. Jim Ryan, ABC News, El Paso.
More performances than awards last night at the Grammys.
One of the showstoppers came from Grammy winner Brandi Carlile.
I've been to the movies.
Her powerful performance of her song, The Joke, had the crowd on its feet and Twitter talking.
That's just the way you make me feel.
Janelle Monáe got the crowd moving, as did Cardi B.
I got dance and a coupe.
Both with fun and racy performances, a tribute to Dolly Parton was another crowd favorite. Jennifer Lopez danced her You Know What off in a Motown medley, while Lady Gaga's odd dancing during her Grammy-winning song Shallow had some scratching their heads. Backstage at the Grammys, Jason Athenson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. Men's college basketball, Notre Dame topped Georgia Tech 69-59. In women's college basketball, Notre Dame beat Florida State 97-70, and Michigan topped Penn State 66-62. For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM, depend on us. News Time now 6:10, up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.
This is your Shamrock Impact Update, informing you of the ways in which Berrien Springs Public